but Lord, I'm not eloquent. I'm really slow at speech and I've got a slow tongue. And listen, I'll be with your mouth. I'll teach you what to say. Is at some point that Moses is still conflicted. He's in this place of this battle between his negative personality and how he's known in heaven. And you're going to be at war with yourself until you make the right decisions about believing who you really are. And at one point, God has to say to him, it's in Exodus 7:1, "See, I have made you as God to Pharaoh. And Aaron, he can be your prophet." It's not like the Trinity is moving over and creating another space. Moses is not going to become the fourth member of the Trinity or anything. What the Lord is saying is, listen, Mo, by the time you and I have finished with Pharaoh, in his limited understanding of things, he's got to think, you've got to be some kind of God in human form. He's got to have an answer to why he just got his butt kicked by a guy from the desert. Well, he must be a God. You see, Pharaoh himself is in that kind of place where he is known as the son of Ra. He is the God King. He has a deity and a divinity around his whole personality. And when Moses goes into that throne room, it's not going to be a private audience. There's going to be probably hundreds, if not thousands, of people there. And he can't go in below where Pharaoh is. He can't go in at the same level that Pharaoh is. He has to go in at a higher level. That's what your identity gives you. It gives you an elevated status on earth. See, I have made you as God to Pharaoh.